Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Fort McMurray Matters, keeping you connected to our community.
Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics and Cooper & Company Law Firm
on Mix 103.7.
Welcome to another edition of Fort McMurray Matters. Good afternoon. I'm Jaron Vecchio. And on today's show, we're going to be talking with the Canadian Mental Health Association of Wood Buffalo, talking about just how important mental health supports are needed right now during the pandemic, flood, economic downturn. It just seems like everything's being thrown at Fort McMurray at once. So we'll talk with them a little later in the show. But right now, joining me over the phone is Dan Edwards, who is the executive director of the Wood Buffalo Food Bank. First off, Dan, I appreciate you taking a couple minutes and here to talk about a few things. But maybe just to start off, I know the food bank has been busy with their temporary, distribution centers that you guys have set up in Gregoire and Thickwood now for just over a week, I believe. But how have operations been going so far?
You know what? They've been going good. It's we had a bit of a slight slow start in the Gregoire location, but we learned that Google Maps is not our friend, and it points a little bit off. So once we kind of discovered that, we kind of did some tests and helped some people along and some more information out there, and we've been seeing more people come out to visit us. And then the Thickwood location has been fantastic. So it's a learning curve for us, a learning curve for the community, but everyone is kind of giving us some pointers when we need them and understanding as well, just as we're sort of figuring all this out as well.
Okay. So if Google Maps are giving you a little bit of trouble, what's the best direction advice that you want to give people to find your Gregoire location?
So if they're heading south on Mackenzie Boulevard towards Fire Hall number 5, and the SPCA, we are the next right after the SPCA. It's a bit the easiest direction I can give, and it's the Glosky Landing building, and they'll, when they come pulling in, they'll see one of our attendants kind of directing traffic and getting people to the right location.
Okay. And just for those who maybe haven't heard, but you've been giving out 100 weekly hampers per day at each location. Is that correct?
That is the number that we've set, that we have the capacity to do 100 hampers at each location. If we run out of hampers for that day, we stop at whatever time that is, similar to how we operated after the fire. And then we just open back up the next day, and that because it is a weekly hamper versus a monthly hamper, which we gave out previously.
Okay. I guess, how has it been collecting donations? I know you guys just had your virtual food drive, which I know was a huge success, and we'll talk about that a little bit later. But actual, physical donations and you guys being able to go to the stores, have you guys been able to, fill all these hampers, or have there been some challenges of late?
It's been fantastic. Immediately after, once we kind of were able to say, okay, we're set up, we can start getting food. The community came out and said, how do we get it to you? And truckloads came along, and, the bins at the stores were filling up as well. So we were able to get those. And then Sobeys stepped up and said, hey, we want to do something. And so they said, we got $25,000 that we're going to give you, and we're going to give it to you in their sort of pre-made bags that when you're typically at, you're at Sobeys store and making your purchase, they have them prominently displayed, and it's $10 for the bag or $20 for the bag, and it's got everything that we use in that bag, and it comes right to us. So they donated us $25,000 worth of those pre-packed bags that got us going right after the get-go.
That's fantastic to hear. And I'm curious, I don't know if you're able to do the math right now in your head, or maybe you already know this, but $25,000 worth of food hampers, how far will that go for the organization?
Oh, it's, we do our best to stretch it and sort of taking those plus all of the other community donations that came in, we're able to really stretch that, and so it will keep us going for Like it works out to 2,500 $10 bags. So that's 2,500 families if you put everything one bag per family. We usually sort of break them apart and spread it out a little bit more with the added supplement things, but it's a fantastic donation that it really does supplement us in these times where, you know, when we had to kind of go with starting at zero again, and they were one of the first ones to call us as soon as we said we had a place to put food.
I think it really puts into perspective right there just how much of a donation this is. And if you just stay to one location for these donations, 2,500, that's 25 days worth of hampers potentially.
Yeah, I think I counted it was something around 8 pallets of food. So it was a good donation. It came in and it was definitely needed.
Were you a little taken back from this donation? Mostly just because I know Sobeys and I know Safeway is partnering as well. And, you know, they have 3 locations here in town and 2 of them, you know, were impacted by the flood. And no one would bat an eye or, you know, think differently if they said, you know, we got to focus on us right now to make sure that, you know, we're able to, you know, come back from this flood. But at the same time, they still thought of the food bank and provided this donation.
Yeah, absolutely. I would not fault them 1 minute for, you know, saying, you know, we would love to support, but we got to take care of our own right now. And I would completely understand that. But for them to step up and go, you know, we got to take care of our own. And that includes the community as a whole. It's not just them individually as a store and making sure the store got up off the ground. It's no, they wanted to take care of Fort McMurray. And so they stepped up and did that.
We're going to take our first break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but don't go anywhere, as coming up after the break, we're going to continue our talk with Dan Edwards, Executive Director of the Wood Buffalo Food Bank.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics and Cooper & Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics and Cooper & Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio. And if you're just tuning into the show right now, joining me over the phone right now is Dan Edwards, Executive Director of the Wood Buffalo Food Bank. And before the break, we were talking about how their operations are going since they had to open 2 temporary locations, one in Thickwood and one in Gregoire, to continue serving the community. And we also talked about a donation from Sobeys providing $25,000 worth of hampers. All right, well, I mentioned it earlier, but you guys recently completed your virtual food drive, the first of its kind. I already said it was a big success. I'm assuming you think that it was a success. I can't talk. It was a success as well.
Yes, I feel you on that one. It was phenomenal. It started off strong with the sponsors for it, and then it just continued and continued and continued to grow, and the community stepping up in a time of, you know, really it was to help us deal with COVID. The flood wasn't even a factor in that. Really, it played a little bit towards the end because the flood happened at the very end of the month, but. The community support when we're being kicked when we're down because we got COVID going on, plus the economy effects of COVID, it was just phenomenal to still see people coming out and supporting and doing their part, even if it was just $25. Every $25 counts. Like it's great to get the big donations. Those are awesome. But $25 also is a meal. I can take $25 and get a whole lot with that. Mm-hmm. So it was just fantastic to see the community support in a time when we're all feeling, some pinches and people facing, you know, tough choices and going on restricted working or possible layoffs. To still step up and donate is just amazing.
Mm-hmm. And just speaking, and you know, just for myself here, but ever since I moved out of my parents' place, I've become a master of being able to expand $25 to get as much as I can.
It's definitely it takes some frugalness to stretch it, and then again, we sort of say like if I got 100 people give me $25, that's $250. I think, or $2,500. I'm really bad at math, but it's, you know, I just expand all those small donations, and then I walk in, and when you buy things at a pallet at a time, they give you a much better price than just 10 cans at a time.
Mm-hmm, for sure. Now, I know that the food drive was put in place to kind of replace your spring food drive, which had to be, I guess, canceled just due to the pandemic. Did it match what your expectations were for the spring food drive? Were you able to get, you know, more donations or maybe a little less?
Oh, it matched and then surpassed, because it's, you know, I believe we came in at about 101,000, I think, was the total. Mm-hmm. And plus or minus a couple dollars. And realistically, you know, the food drive is usually about a $35,000 weekend.
Oh, wow.
For us. So it was significantly more. Even if I account for the value of food that we get in, we're still ahead on what we would raise during that spring food drive. So it was just a fantastic result that we're so thankful to the community for.
And we were talking just about how far the $25,000 donation from Sobeys and Safeway is going, but $100,000 will definitely go a little farther. But I'm curious as well. Obviously, everyone's hoping that we'll have more of a sense of normalcy by next year, and we don't know. But you know, fingers crossed, knock on wood, that we are. And if you guys are able to hold the food drive again next year, I'm assuming you guys are going to. Are there still plans to maybe continue the virtual food drive, or was this a one-off thing?
Right now, it started as a one-off thing, but it went so well, it might become sort of a maybe we'll launch them together kind of thing. It's something that we need to put on the board, but it was sort of a unique way to give back when, you know, we were feeling a pinch because of COVID that we couldn't hold this event that was a major factor for us, and seeing the community step up to support that. So hopefully that we'll be able to maybe just continue to build on it, making it part of the spring food drive in itself as well.
All right. Well, Dan, those are pretty much all the questions I have, but is there anything else you'd like to add? Maybe we didn't have a chance to chat about.
All I can say is a huge thank you to you guys for the support that you do, to the community for everything they've done. And really at this point, you know, the community at large across the nation, because I do know that sort of when the flood hit, there was people from across the nation that were seeking us out and seeing how they could support us as well. And some of that ended up in that virtual food drive. So thank you to all of Canada.
Well, that's fantastic to hear. Well, Dan, before I let you go, I like to end off this every time we do an interview, but best way people can donate to the food bank.
So if they go online to our website, the links to our donation page, online donations are the best, but if they want to make food donations, the grocery store bins in all of the stores that are up and operating, as well as they can make drop-offs to the Sentinel storage locations in Gregoire, and those will also get out to us as well.
Now, was Google Maps working for the Sentinel locations?
They, as far as I know, they are.
All right. Well, fantastic. Well, Dan, we always appreciate when you take a couple minutes to come on the show, and best of luck. And hopefully we can continue to get more donations for the food bank.
Excellent. Thank you, sir.
Once again, that was Dan Edwards, Executive Director of the Wood Buffalo Food Bank. If you're looking for more information about the organization, about their food drive, the recent donations they've been getting, and their temporary locations that have been set up in Gregoire and Thickwood, all you have to do is head to the Mix News page. We're going to take our last break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but don't go anywhere, as coming up after the break, we're going to be hearing from the Canadian Mental Health Association of Wood Buffalo, talking about the importance of mental health supports during this economic downturn, pandemic, and flood.
That's the end of another edition of Fort McMurray Matters.
Want a copy of this episode or any past episode?
Download the podcast at mix1037fm.com.